CISA, our local hero, folks, and Phil Korman is the head of CISA, and today we are focusing once again on one of the many local hero restaurants in our area, a new local hero restaurant in East Hampton, Coco, with Roger Taylor, who is the drummer for both Queen and Duran Duran, and also is one of the owners with his wife, Unmi, of Coco, and works in the kitchen at Coco in East Hampton, that new restaurant. You are part of a Valley restauranting family.
Indeed, indeed.
Uh-huh.
I grew up in Northampton and spent my whole life in the restaurants around here. My cousin owns a restaurant in Amherst called The Lone Wolf.
Yeah, Rob.
Far back as I can remember, my father talking on the phone with Marge from Squash Produce, you know, 4 or 5 times a week.
So what restaurants did you grow up working in the area? And what restaurants was your family associated with?
The earliest I can remember would be the North Star Seafood Bar, which was in Northampton, in the space now well occupied by Bistro Le Gras, one of my favorite restaurants.
Yeah, fabulous.
So I can remember not being babysat per se, but being brought to the restaurant to whip cream and sliced lemons and whatnot.
We'll let the lobsters watch you. Now with Coco, which is relatively new, what's your overall inspiration for what you're trying to bring, both in regards to just cuisine in general and the local aspects of the cuisine?
The inspiration for the restaurant is on the sign above the door. Coco is our daughter. My wife is Unmi Abkin. She owned Cha-Cha-Cha.
So more restauranting, local hero family, yeah.
The front of the house is ran by my sister, so it really is a family affair. It's been great returning to the Pioneer Valley after an 8-year absence. We've been totally amazed by how the buy local, support local movement has grown. We're coming from the meccas of that sort of local sustainable movement in the Bay Area. I'm happy to say that the Pioneer Valley is well on its way to being...
Are we well on our way, or are we kicking the Bay Area's tookus? I can't imagine that they are doing it better than we're doing it.
All you guys have to do is get rid of winter, and you'll
right.
be there.
Oh, well.
Well, we're trying really hard with global warming. I have a tire fire burning in my backyard at all times. Roger Taylor from Coco, the new restaurant in East Hampton, family-run restaurant from a family restauranting tradition. What aspects of local agriculture are you bringing to the menu at Coco? And talk a little bit about what's on the menu. Well, first of all, I should say, what are we eating right now?
In the background, I'm telling you, just sliding down my throat, incredible flavors and blueberry on top.
Well, what we have here is a lemon panna cotta that we serve pretty much all the time at the restaurant. It's sort of a standard lemon panna cotta, which is a Italian chilled custard. We have some wild blueberries, sauce on top.
It is delicious.
It's amazing.
You know, as one of the newest members of the local hero program, we haven't had a chance to have all the benefits of it yet.
Right.
I know we're about to. We've been so busy opening this restaurant, we haven't had a chance to meet some of the newer farmers in the area.
Uh-huh.
We do live at Town Farm.
Is that you literally live there?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Ben and Nuna, who own Town Farm, have been incredibly generous to allow us to live there, and we can walk out our front door and pick things to eat and use the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're sort of the social life for new restaurateurs. So
CISA is?
Yes, because they can't get out of the restaurant because it's incredibly hard to start a new small business.
Very
and
true.
You end up, they're doing everything on their own. And what we do is we actually do these meet and greets between restaurant owners and local farmers.
Oh, really? So you're like a local hero agriculture culture/youth hostel type motif.
Dating service. And there's even sometimes arrangements made where someone's saying, would you grow this for me?
Right.
And a farmer gets interested in doing this.
So Roger Taylor from Coco, as this is a new restaurant and as we live in New England and this is not prime growing season, you sort of have a tabula rasa ahead of you where you can kind of create what's going to happen at Coco using the local ingredients. What will we expect as the seasons progress here?
We don't plan too far ahead. We
right.
see what we can find and we work with it. Right now, the meatballs that we have on the menu actually have some pork from Town Farm in them, the pigs that we fed our compost to over the summer. It's baby steps, you know? With a new restaurant, first you need to get the doors open and find out what works and what doesn't. And we are delighted to move into spring.
How does Coco, your daughter, like having a restaurant named after her?
Coco's 2.5. She recognizes her name above the door. She does see the letters, but I don't think she's come fully to terms with the fact that it's named after her. She asked us to put in a trampoline.
Oh, perfect.
So maybe next
year. As you're waiting for your table.
Something to do.
If you want to work off, what is this called? Panna cotta?
Mm-hmm.
It's really good. I ate the whole thing in the course of this one interview.
Me too.
Roger Taylor from Coco in East Hampton and Phil Korman from CISA, the local hero folks, by localfood.org.